Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is frequently the victim of mistaken identity, even today. For instance, today some might say, well, he was a great philosopher. Others might say, well, he was a religious leader who gave great concepts about justice and forgiveness and mercy. Others would say he was a challenging example to follow. And still others might say that, well, he was an angel, a political agitator, or maybe even a fraud. But our Lord, to remove all doubt, once asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" So they replied with all the mistaken identities. Some say John the Baptist, Elijah, or one of the prophets. Then he asked, "But what do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Now, every Sunday, you can answer as did St. Peter. In fact, we just did. Through the ancient creeds, be it the Apostles, the Nicene, or once a year, that long Athanasian Creed, they teach and reinforce the faith and allow you to answer with Peter and all the saints who came before you, "You are the Christ." So what does it mean to be the Christ? Well, our creeds declare that in the second paragraph of the Apostles and the Nicene, that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, and so forth. Now, there is a lot missing between being born of the Virgin Mary and suffering under Pontius Pilate. Let me think about it. That's 33 years. Our creeds mention nothing that took place within the time between Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary and began to suffer under Pontius Pilate. The creeds don't elaborate on the sins he denounced, the hypocrites he called to repent, the teachings he gave, the sick he healed, or the dead he raised. The creeds seem to be confessing that Jesus was born to die. And that's exactly right. That is exactly right. To confess that Jesus is the Christ is to confess that he was born to die. The wages of sin is death, and not a single one of your sins or mine will go unpunished. We cannot wash them away by ourselves, nor can we foolishly deny that we've never committed any. The wages of sin is death, and someone is going to pay those wages and pay them dearly. And that someone is Jesus Christ. Now, of course, nothing that Jesus said or did between being born of the Virgin Mary and suffering under Pontius Pilate is insignificant. But every week, we say that Jesus was born to suffer, die, and rise again. Why? Because when we emphasize his suffering, death, and resurrection, we are doing exactly what Jesus emphasized. It was that emphasis of Jesus that caused Peter to mistake our Lord's identity. "You are the Christ." Well, what does it mean to be the Christ? Jesus said that to be the Christ meant that he would suffer many things, be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And Jesus taught that very clearly and plainly. There was no doubt what Jesus said it meant to be the Christ. But Peter wanted nothing to do with that. He took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. But Jesus took him aside and rebuked him for saying it. And at that, Jesus rebuked Peter and called him a Satan. To get Jesus wrong, to mistake his identity, not to know what the Christ did for you, well, it's satanic. and it takes your focus off the things of God. You see, having Jesus as your Savior means that you need to be saved. Saved from what? Well, from your own inability to save yourself from the wrath of God, from our own inability to pay the wages of sin for ourselves. You see, Jesus would not be your Savior if the only things he did was preach morality and goodness. Pagan religions can do that. Jesus would not be your Savior if he was just a social agitator. Yeah, he got on the nerves of the powers that be, but you don't need a Savior to do that. You know, pagan religions, they expect you to study hard, gain spiritual insight, and follow certain rules. And pagan religions come in many different styles and forms, but they all have one thing in common. You have to do something for yourself in the faint, uncertain hope that you might possibly please the gods. Possibly. Maybe. Who knows? But not so in Christianity. Jesus is the heart and center of your faith. You are not saved by your own efforts, because that's impossible. Everything necessary for your salvation, every demand God has for human behavior, has been done for you by Jesus Christ himself. And this is important. Jesus never taught you how to fulfill the law for yourself. He fulfilled it for you. Jesus was born to suffer, die, and rise again. He did not go to Jerusalem to take over the government. He went there to suffer and die as your Passover lamb. Remember how all the Hebrews in Egypt had to have their doorposts marked with the lamb's blood before they left Egypt? Well, that blood saved them from the tenth and final plague, the death of the firstborn. The blood came from a lamb, which died as their substitute. And those Passover lambs prefigured the coming of Jesus, who is your substitute. If Jesus did not die as a sacrificial lamb, then you have no Savior, no substitute to take your place under the wrath of God. Jesus wants everyone to get the gospel right. And yes, it is easy to get it wrong. It's easy to assume that the gospel is just one religious philosophy among others. But let's get it right. The gospel is the good news that the things we can never do for ourselves, Jesus has already done for us. And let me also remind you that Jesus did not ask the disciples, "Who do you think I am?" He asked, "Who do you say I am?" To think or to say? Now, of course, it's good to think about God's word, but don't just think about it. Don't just keep it to yourself. Take every opportunity to tell the gospel, to say who Jesus is to other people. Don't just think about it, speak it. Your confession of faith could be the difference between somebody getting it wrong or getting it right. And the time to do it is now, and the person to do it is you and I. Now, I know what you might be thinking. I'm no evangelist. I'm no preacher. I'm not an expert in all the fine points of theology. Suppose somebody asks me a question that I can't answer. What then? Well, don't be frightened. Getting back to the creeds. The ancient church composed those creeds for a reason, so that we can say who Jesus is. I would like to suggest that if anybody asks you about your faith, recite the Apostles' Creed. It's short and it's simple, and it's a very accurate thumbnail sketch of the Christian faith. It teaches us that Jesus is the Son of God, who became your brother in the womb of a virgin in order to suffer under Pontius Pilate, be crucified, died, and buried, so that he could then rise from the grave and give eternal life to all who believe the gospel. Apostles' Creed will do it. It's how you're saved. The gospel is not only worth knowing, it's worth telling. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us rise and continue with the offertory on page 192.